This is a map of the annual average precipitation or rainfall for the continental United States. What is very clear is the difference in rainfall between the eastern and western United States, with much more rainfall falling in the eastern than in the west. For reference, a decent wheat crop uses about 18 to 25 inches of water in a growing season. So this is the light orange to light yellow colors through the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, and through the center of Texas. So if the rainfall comes during the growing season, and if the soil can hold enough of that water for later use by the crop, then these areas can grow dryland wheat profitably. So that's kind of the border between where you can grow with and without irrigation. So depending on the climate, corn uses about 35 to 40 inches of water in a season, and that's the light green areas. And indeed, the states with lots of light green in them are some of the most productive agricultural production areas, not only in the United States, but of the world. And so that's Iowa and Ohio and Indiana, those areas. So in the orange and red areas, not much can be grown economically at all without supplemental irrigation water. So this is predominant in the Intermountain West states of Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, and a big part of the most productive, the San Joaquin Valley in California, where a lot of these really high-value crops are grown. Rainfall and snow falls in the mountains in these areas, and those areas depend on the water flowing out of those mountains for supplemental irrigation and for their other freshwater supplies.